Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dean Richards for Lisa Dent, Chicago's Afternoon News. If you've been sneezing and sniffling, it's because of what's in the air for sure. We are going through a bit of an allergy dilemma right now. Joining us on the phone line to discuss it all is Dr. Beju Malde, Northwestern Medicine, clinical instructor of medicine, allergy, and immunology. Doctor, it's very nice to have you on the show with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
So how bad is it right now out there, you know, for a lot of people? This is all I hear about in the office and when you go places. People are telling you, oh, my allergies are killing me. How bad is it right now?
Oh, it's pretty bad right now. We are in spring, as you can see, with all the beautiful sunshine we get from time to time. And so right now, the tree levels are really high. So they're starting to pollinate, and that's what's making everybody get sniffly and sneezing and the itchy eyes that we're hearing everybody talk about these days.
Are there certain types of the allergens which are more predominant that are in the air right now?
Yeah, right now the trees are pollinating, but in about a week or two, the grass is going to start pollinating. And so if you look at a blade of grass in about a week or two, you're going to see it looks like little stalks of wheat. That's when the grass will start to bother us. And with all the rain that we've been having, people have also been having a little bit of problems with mold. So the mold is also bothering people these days.
Yeah, when you say the grass will be pollinating, are you talking about those little cottony things that start flying around in the air and bug everybody?
Yeah, so the cottony things that fly around actually don't bother humans as much because that particle is so big and it doesn't actually get to our nose. But the exact same time of year that we see that, the grass is pollinating, and those teeny small particles are actually what makes us get all sniffly and sneezy. But everyone always correlates it at that same time of year is when it happens.
So, this time of year with the allergies, does that more severely affect people who have asthma and other respiratory diseases?
Yeah, so 80% of people with asthma have an allergic component. The trees, the grass, the pollens, for some people, indoor allergens such as cats, dogs, and dust mites. All of that influences asthma. So definitely seeing an allergist to understand how to control the symptoms that are affecting your nose will also help your breathing. Absolutely.
Now, I also wonder, we're coming out of, hopefully we're coming out of this pandemic era. I'm getting a little concerned as I'm hearing numbers going back up again.
Yeah.
But, for the most part, I think the worst of it is over. Fingers crossed anyway. Because that has been, has so affected respiratory systems, are we going to see people suffering with allergies as a result of now compromised respiratory systems?
So we don't know that if you have COVID, if it's going to increase your risk of developing asthma or actually more important, we don't know if it's going to increase your risk of developing allergies. But we do know that people who had COVID in the past, their respiratory symptoms and systems can get compromised and cause a little bit of asthma symptoms. Some people can get blood clots from COVID. So it's going to be a little tricky. The hardest part, I got to be honest right now, is how do we tell the difference between when you have a cold and you have an allergy? The symptoms are so similar between the two, whether it's I got a stuffy nose or I have a runny nose. So I think at this point, if you're concerned, you've never had symptoms of allergies before around this time of year, definitely at least check yourself to make sure you don't have COVID. You don't want to share it with your family members unknowingly. The one difference is I don't see people who have COVID having itchy eyes as much. I find it much more prominent to have itchy eyes if you're having allergies, but yeah, it's not 100% guarantee.
Yeah, that was the reason for my question people who have had one level of severity or another of COVID, now are experiencing all different kinds of things with their breathing, with their taste, with a lot of things. So, I mean, it's very possible that people could be experiencing things that they've never experienced before. Am I right about that?
They can. I mean, absolutely. I think COVID changes how your body has seen things and how it's responding. Many people do well. You know, they have the asymptomatic COVID and do great. But there are the people who've had low-grade COVID who then, or what we think, they weren't hospitalized for it. But now they're like, I can't breathe. It's been a month or two or three since I had my original COVID that didn't put me in the hospital, but can definitely still influence their breathing. In terms of the upper respiratory things, your nose, your mouth, you're right. Sense of taste and smell can be altered as well. But I will say a lot of people are getting those slowly back with some treatments have been helpful for them.
Yeah, we really appreciate the information. I mean, the best advice is if you're experiencing any kind of symptoms, contact your physician so you can learn more. Probably more important than ever that you do that.
Absolutely. And if your physician needs more help, you know, if you're having sneezing, itchy eyes, and you've been even experiencing it either this year or in multiple years in the past, definitely even say, you know, can I go see an allergist? Can I understand what is bothering me so we can do avoidance measures, whether it's taking a shower in the evening time if I'm being exposed to pollen, yeah, or taking a medication like a nasal steroid if appropriate, or antihistamines if that's appropriate.
Dr. Beju Malde, clinical instructor, medicine, allergy, and immunology, Northwestern Medicine. I hope you have a nice weekend. Thank you for joining us.